Welcome, this is Ahmad Zaidan. I greet you from Finland, the capital, Helsinki. Today I opt to present this interview with an asylum seeker who has recently come to Finland. Why did he choose to come to Finland and what are the reasons behind his leaving his country? Let's go through this interview to know more. Tell us about yourself, your story when you was in Iraq.
My name is Yasser. I'm from Iraq, Baghdad, the capital city in Iraq. I'm here since almost 5 months in Finland, and I will tell you about the life in Iraq. And the life in Iraq, it was so hard and difficult and worried life. Like we was just like machine to work and make money and to live, and worry always about the situation. The situation, it was horrible in Iraq, and you always worried because. There is some people just start some groups just to start in Iraq. They are militia, you know. They just got in Iraq and they supposed to fight the bad people like Daesh or something like this. But some people of them they start to follow the Sunni people or who's work with American or who was like and work with Saddam, like some security apartment in Saddam time. So they try to follow everybody like Sunni or something like this to kill them. Before it was a threat. If you don't leave, they will kill. But now the government support them.
Let's know what kind of threat that you have faced in your country.
The first thing, some people of them, they really bad. They don't care about anything. Only they caring about the money and to do bad things. So what they did, they kidnapped somebody and they threat his family like to get some money. And then when they get money, it's depend about them. They will kill him or not kill him.
Yes.
But most of the people got killed. They took money and they killed them just to drop them in any trash.
And you personally, let's talk about yourself.
For me, actually, I didn't get a threat like this because now there is no threat. Because the government, as I told you, some part of government, the Sunni, when they talking a bad word about this militia, who has control in the government now, in Iraqi government, the Shia people. You know, I'm sorry, not Shia people, the Shia parties. There is a difference between a people and between a party.
Parties.
So the parties, they like the a prime minister. He say, I saw him in the TV. He say we support that militia and all the power we have. So nobody can touch them. Nobody talking about them.
Where you have worked?
I worked like with U.S. Army.
How did you work and why?
You know, it was hard to find a job, any job in Iraq, and I know nothing. I know only I had only very little English. So they came in our street and
in district.
They tried to search the houses there. So I saw somebody, he's put a headset and he's waved to, like he's American. So I went direct to talk to him. So I told him I need job with American. He was surprised and he said, what? I told him I need work with American. So he said, go in your home, the interpreter come to talk to you. So I went in my home and they came to our home when they finished the searching. And they asked us, we know you want to talking to us. So I told the interpreter, I'm 27 years old, I cannot marry, I don't have room to live, I sleeping in a living room, and I want to work, but I want legal work, not illegal work, and I hope to work with American. And she's translate to the sergeant in that time, he was there, and he say, let's ask them a few questions, and then if you can help him, you can do that. So they asking us a few questions like, where did you pray? Which mosque you going? Is there any people threatening you? So we answered him like, we always staying in our home because there, that time, 2007, it was so dangerous. And that's especially dangerous for us because we are Sunni and live in Shia people, in Shia area. The Shia people, like in our neighbor, they perfect. They are good people. Most of the Shia people, they good. But the problem is with the militia. Like in that time, it was one militia, a Jaish al-Mahdi militia. And then he's finished his question. So the translator asked me what he want. I told him I need work. So she's advised me to go somewhere and how can I get work with America.
What about your family?
My mother encouraged me and she say it's legal work. Mm-hmm. And if something happened to you, that's your destiny and you have to work. And because when she saw me, I'm always in the home in same mattress 24 hours and always like sad and not comfortable, you know. It's my dream since I was a kid to make a family, you know, a small family, and have a job to make them a good life.
Have you studied in the schools and what you?
I studied like primary school 6 years, middle school 3 years, and then from middle school to some kind
institution of fine arts.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it's about the music. It's 5 years. It's about to play violin, and I finished it in 2003. It's since a long time, and I tried to study in college. It was 4 years, but I didn't finish it. I finished only 2 years.
So let's know the real threats, or serious threats that you have really touched during your work with Americans.
Yeah, my work with American was with them in a jail, in a prison, you know. Mm-hmm. So and there is rules with American. You don't. It's not allowed to cover your face, or it's not allowed to have women. Some rules like this. Mm-hmm. So you know the jail. What's it have? You know, most the killer and bad people there. Mm-hmm. So and we cannot cover our face. Mm-hmm. So I saw somebody in that time. I thought I saw him before, but I don't know where. But I was. Give him not caring, you know, just translate for him. The one time I was in my area, I saw somebody who was in a jail, and I talked to him. If he saw me face to face, I'm sure he will remember me. But when I saw him first time, I just turned around and go back in my home, and I didn't look out behind me. I don't want him to see or feel there is somebody run away from him. It's before 1 year I saw him. Yeah, maybe last 1 year, maybe last year, if I remember correct. But
also, Yasir erzählt uns hier von den Milizen, die gegen die in ihrer Sicht schlechten Menschen vorgehen. Und das seien eben auch Sunniten oder Leute, die mit den Amerikanern zusammengearbeitet haben, erzählt er. Diese Milizen hätten Unterstützung in der Regierung oder zumindest die gehabt. Oder zumindest bei einigen Parteien. Einige dieser Milizen seien eben auch kriminell vorgegangen, haben Menschen entführt, Lösegeld verlangt und diese Menschen getötet, obwohl das Lösegeld bezahlt wurde. Also eine große Unsicherheit und Angst, in der er mit seiner Familie lebte. Er selbst gehört der sunnitischen Minderheit an in einer schiitischen Umgebung. Er sagt, die meisten Nachbarn, die Schiiten, sind anständige, nette Leute, aber das Problem seien eben diese Milizen. Und er habe an einer Musikschule gelernt und habe keine Arbeit gefunden, was ihn eben in eine Depression gebracht hat letztendlich. Er wollte, wie alle anderen jungen Männer eben auch in seinem Land, eine Familie gründen. Und dazu braucht er eben auch Arbeit. Die bekam er nicht und die bekam er dann von den Amerikanern. Und somit ist er natürlich jetzt im Visier dieser Milizen und er sagt, er hat das Gefühl, dass da einer war, der ihn gesehen hat und von dem fühlte er sich beobachtet. Er bekam also ziemliche Angst, dass er da in den Fokus geraten ist.